Mesechet Avot is Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Chalata ben Doifa each Kfar Hananya Oimer. Rabbi Chalata ben Doifa from Kfar Hananya says, Asara sheyoshvim ba'oiskim b'toira shechina shruya b'neim. 10 people that are sitting and learning Torah, the presence of the Shechina is there with them. Shenemar Elokim Nitza Vadas Kel. The Pasuk says Elokim Nitza Vadas Kel. And any time the Pasuk says Adas or Ada, it is referring to at least 10 people. As we find by the Meraglim, the Pasuk says that Masai Le'eda Hara Hazos. And there were 10 Meraglim besides Yeshua and Kalev who were not included in the Eda Hara. Uminayin Afilu Chamisha. And how do we know that even if there's only 5 people sitting and learning Torah together, that the presence of the Shechina is there with them? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Va'agudaso al Eretz Yisodah. And earlier on in the Pasuk it said, Ha'boinet ba'shamayim ma'loisom. Meaning to say, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu who is in the Shemayim is there with people that are learning Torah, Ba'aguda. And this is referring to 5 people. As Aguda refers to something held in one hand, and the hand has 5 fingers. Uminayin afilu shlosha. And how do we know that even if there's only 3 people there sitting and learning Torah, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with them, Shenemar bekerev elokim yishpot. When the Dayanim are being shofet a din, they are doing so bekerev elokim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with them, and Stam Bez Din is made up of 3 Dayanim. Uminayin afilu shnayim. And how do you know that even if there's only 2 people sitting and learning Torah together, that the Shechina is with them? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Oz midbru yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma. When yirei Hashem, one person is speaking to his friend and learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there listening. Uminayin afilu echad. And how do we know if there's even only one person sitting and learning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, B'chol HaMakom Asher Asker Shemi Avo Elecha Baruch Ticha. Anywhere the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and give him a bracha. Now since we see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with only one person learning Torah, so why does the Mishnah have to bring rayas that with 2, 3, 5, and 10 people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them also? The answer is that there's a difference in the presence of the Shechina between one person learning by himself and 2, 3, 5, and 10 people learning together. Which is, when one person is learning by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to give him a bracha. As the Pasuk says, Avo Elecha Uberachticha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there with him the whole time. Now when 2 people are learning together, the Pasuk says, Vayakshev Hashem v'yishma, v'yichtov sefer zikaron lefanam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there long enough to write down the learning of these 2 people in the sefer zikaron. Now, when 3 people are together, the Pasuk says, Bekerev Elokim Yishpo. And that is referring to 3 people sitting and judging a din Torah. And the Pasuk has to tell us, not only when 3 people are together and learning is the Shechina with them, but even when the 3 people are judging a din Torah, also the Shechina is with them. And when 5 people are together, the Pasuk says, Vavudasa or Eretz Yisodah. And the Forsham explains that when 5 people are learning together, the Shechina is Shriya Beinam Bekviyat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there the whole time. And when 10 people are together learning, then the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there even before the 10 people have gathered together. Mesechet Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ish bar Tosa Omer. Rabbi Elazar from the town of bar Tosa said, Ten lo mishalo, sha'ata v'shalcha shalo. Give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from what is his. Meaning to say, that somebody who is blessed with unique talents or a lot of wealth and possessions, he should use his talents and his possessions in Avodah Hashem, as he should have in mind that both he himself and all of his possessions are really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So therefore, he should be very generous in using from his time, his talents, and his money for Avodas Hashem. As a person should have in mind that all of his possessions are really a pikaron, a deposit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except this pikaron has an advantage over a regular pikaron. As a regular pikaron, a person has no right to use the pikaron at all for himself. As opposed to a pikaron from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the right to use from the pikaron for his own needs. But he should also be very generous with the pikaron for tzedakah and for gemilas chasadim and for mitzvahs. And a person should be happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has entrusted him with this pikaron, and therefore he will be very generous with the pikaron to support others and to do mitzvahs with it. V'chein v'David hu omer. We find the same thing by David. Ki mimcha hakol u'miyadcha nachnu lach. When David collected a lot of money to be used for the binyan beis hamikdash, she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is from you, and from your hand we're giving to you. David was aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gave him all this money that will be used in the binyan beis hamikdash. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamahalech b'derech v'shoinim, u'mafik mimishnasoi v'omer, ma'na ilan zeh, u'ma'na nir zeh, ma'la olav hakosov, ki'ilu mischayev b'nafshah. Rabbi Shimon says somebody was traveling on the road, and he is learning Torah while he is traveling. And he stopped from his Mishnah, he stops learning momentarily to tell his friend, how nice is this tree, or how nice is this freshly plowed field. The Pasuk considers it as if his Chayav Benafto, as if his Chayav Misa. Now, even though he stopped learning Torah to be Mashabeach, the Maise Yadav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's not exactly Mishayav Benafto, he's not exactly Chayav Misa, since he only stopped learning to praise the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Still, the Pasuk considers it as if his Chayav Misa. As very easily you can come from being Mishabeach, the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Sicha B'Tela, to talking Dvarim B'Tela. So therefore, when a person is learning, he should be very careful not to be mafsik his learning at all. As when somebody is learning, he's being osek in Divrei Elokim Chayim. This could be compared to a fish who is in the water, who is taken out from the Mayim. So too, somebody who is learning Torah is learning Divrei Elokim Chayim. The Torah is your life, and by stopping learning, it's as if you are being poresh from Chayim. You're separating yourself from Chayim.